While the Emily Kimbrough Historic District serves as the backdrop for events such as the Old Washington Street Festival, there's always people living in the homes. The vintage houses and churches include a variety of architectural styles, from Victorian to Italianate. There's an appreciation of Muncie's past in the neighborhood. Michael Mavis is a historian with the Delaware County Historical Society. He says the gas boom and the manufacturing that came to Muncie in the late 1800s and early 1900s led to the area becoming home to the nouveau riche of the city. Nowadays, people come to the festival to tour the area and learn about the history of its houses and the people who lived in them.
So you can see there's still some work that needs to be done, but all these houses are works in progress.
Tom Collins is an architecture professor at Ball State. He and his wife own what's known as the Little House. They love giving tours and talking about the three-floor wood home and its history. It's named for John W. Little, the Civil War veteran who built the house around 1876. He owned a feather duster manufacturing company, and later in his life, he was active in real estate and insurance. A major renovation to the house in the early 1900s after his death added new porches, a steeper roof, and a grand stair with stained glass windows. Collins says there's a lot to see in old buildings that isn't found in newer buildings.
People get so much joy seeing things that they don't see in everyday buildings.
And he says the people who come through the house have plenty of memories to share.
I've had former owners and relatives of former owners who will tell me things like, oh, I went to a wedding in your house underneath that chandelier, or I used to sneak into your house after my curfew by climbing through the icebox, and things like that. So those are kind of neat little stories.
Mavis says the attitude toward the homes has changed from the surge of hands-on restoration that happened in the 1970s and 80s.
Now we're the neighborhood that people just want to live in. They don't necessarily want to restore a house. They just want to live in the old house and be in a neighborhood that's a neighborhood.
And there's still more to come on the renovation front for the Little House. Plans include updates to two upstairs bedrooms. In Muncie, Christine Hatfield for IPR News.